Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
The Attic. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night. We got the crew here, and we're ready to talk about some things. How we doing this evening, Cass? Everybody good?
Good.
Yes, doing well, thank you.
Hey, oh, shit. Nurse Carmen came in without that high note. Oh, this is going to be an outstanding. Usually when you get ready to talk, before you say anything, all we hear is, But here we go. All right. It don't take much to set the stars in alignment. Let's talk about some shit, y'all. Hey, listen. Baby boy, you with me? Okay, I guess not. Hey, but anyway.
Rainy Florida.
Oh, OG, I'm sorry. All right, OG. Okay.
Okay,
what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Okay, I just got out of the hospital a weekend. I'm okay. They're trying to take
everything
me down.
Right?
I ain't going anyway. I used to tell my children when they were young, I ain't going to die in my uglier way.
Okay. I ain't mad at you, dog. But look at here. If that shit worked for you, right? I want you to write notes.
Yeah.
All right, write notes, man. Hey, but listen. Today is Memorial Day, and I thought we'd start our show off tonight, first of all, by understanding the difference, and I'm just saying, not understanding, but just talking about the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. You got to understand, well, you should understand, Memorial Day, we're paying tribute to those who have gone on, not those who are still here, or not the heroes. Those who are going on is what today is about. Those who sacrificed, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And before we go too deep into that, again, because this is The Attic, I think about all those black soldiers, man, who gave their life. And I'm not going to, I mean, for a country that still didn't give a damn about them. I mean, that's what I'm thinking about. Again, it does not lessen the honor of these black soldiers. But just think about it. You out there fighting, defending a nation that never gave a damn about you. But yet, you're out there. Go ahead, brother.
In today's Miami Times, there's an interesting op-ed page on this very subject, but the main course of the article was about the lapse of color in the top branches of the military.
Right.
But it touches on what you're talking
okay.
about. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but and again, you think, it's honors. It's very honorable that you defended something that you knew win or lose, your situation was still pretty much going to be the same. Now, just think about the mindset of that black soldier, or that soldier of color, I'm sorry, that soldier of color fighting under those conditions. But yet we still went through, again, and was able to be a part of making this country great. Unfortunately, it had long been decided that that greatness is not going to be equally divided amongst all their citizens. So when I think of Memorial Day, again, I give reverence and homage to all soldiers that gave the ultimate sacrifice. But then I feel sad for that group of soldiers with color who gave that sacrifice. And even if they had not given that sacrifice, you still have to come back to a country that you gave all you had for. But when you come back home, you are still looked at and treated like less than a human being. So when we start to celebrate Memorial Day or think about Memorial Day, again, let's have a moment of understanding and exceptional love for those soldiers of color who fought knowing that win or lose, my situation is still the same.
Well, my military, I took basic training and advanced schooling in Texas and Georgia. And I remember when the bus went off base, you had to get in the back of the damn bus. And this was in the early 50s. So, yeah, I know it. If you recall, military was segregated until 48 when President Truman desegregated the military.
But, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
In Korea, there were all black units who were officered, by the way, interesting story here, were officered by white Southerners, the premise being that they knew how to handle, quote, Negroes, unquote.
Exactly. And again, I'm not trying to, again, put a shade on Memorial Day, because I'm going to continue to say blessed is that individual who gives their life for what it is they believe in. But an extra blessed to again, that certain group of soldiers, again, I got to keep saying it, who fought with there was no win for soldiers of color.
Yeah, but things are getting a little bit better. The next aircraft carrier that the Navy is going to commission is going to be named after a black sailor who was a cook, by the way, who was at Pearl Harbor and manned a machine gun and saved sailors. And what is it, 1940 was almost 80 years before they recognized this guy.
And again, that is just, and I'm sorry I believe this, that is just a part of the DNA of people of color. We rose to a situation, again, that we knew. It didn't matter the North won or the South won. Either way, we was going to be who we were until we fought and came up the road a little bit. But yet we fought gallantly. So to those soldiers, I give again honor and praise to all those, to the spirit of all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Again, but to those soldiers of color, that must have been one hell of a life experience that you had to live. You worried about. Go ahead, my brother. Because you was in the Navy, sir.
Isn't that the same as us boatmen now? We know one way or the other it don't really matter until we can get that change. So it's the same thing for us.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Shocking. Wait a minute. Shocking revelation, but also true. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. And again, you are so right that you're going to allow us to segue right into what it is, the next thing we want to talk about. And that's Joe Biden and Charlemagne the G.O.D. Is everybody following that?
I'm following it.
If you vote for Trump, you ain't black.
Yeah.
That one there.
Right. Yes.
I don't have a problem with it, by the way. I do not have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it either.
Whatever you want.
Only because I watched the actual interview and stuff, and see, they only showed you that couple of seconds there. But what you got to understand is they had like a 20-minute conversation. So what happened was Biden was feeling himself like a brawl. You know what I mean? Like he was sitting down talking to Obama. So that's how he, and not to make excuses for it, but that's what he meant by that. They just took that little clip and made it so much.
I didn't have a problem with it either. I had a problem with the way Charlemagne handled it. More than I did Biden.
Charlemagne, I think he handled it after the fact, because when he was having the actual conversation with Biden, he didn't get all out of, you know what I mean? He didn't do anything.
No, that's what I'm talking about. The way he handled
it.
I'm talking about the way he handled it after the fact. That's what I have a problem with. The way he's handling it after the fact.
Excuse my ignorance. Who is this guy, Charlemagne? Never heard of him.
He was the one who did the interview. He was the one who did the
interview. Yeah, but what is he? What is he doing?
He's a radio host.
Conservative?
He's a radio host.
He's trying to be a political figure also, like an activist is what he's trying to
be. He's a young brother. They got a TV show and a podcast called a radio show called The Breakfast Club. I mean, they're pretty widely known. His name is out there.
He's trying to make a name. He's trying to be a social activist now and trying to make a name even more so for himself.
Let's get to the actual. Me personally, again, when I sit down and look at it, first of all, let us examine: did the man tell a lie? I'm just asking. How many people think he lied?
So.
No, he didn't lie. I think that it just hurt some people that, and again, he was that confident because he already knows. That we know that 45 don't give a damn about us. Now, don't get me wrong. When he get in office and his group get in there, they ain't going to treat us like we family. But they're not going to treat us as bad as we've been or going to be the last four or the next 4 years. So when he said, if you vote for Trump, you ain't black, I got to say, how many of us feel the same way?
I say right on.
Huh?
I say right on.
Come on. Why? Because he said it? Shit. Come on now.
And to me, by Charlemagne stirring this up the way that he's doing it, because we can't act like this is not the most important election, this presidential election coming up in November, this is one of the most important ones ever. And so to me, the way he is allowing this to stir up and become a big issue the way that he's doing, he's given Trump's campaign fuel to go against Biden with, because now they're trying to say Biden is a racist and they're trying to make a bigger issue out of it than what it is and trying to
That's
make it like it was
my
an offensive
question
statement.
What is this political philosophy? I mean, is he
a Democrat.
You a Democrat?
He's a Democrat. Watch this. And he's going to vote for Biden, too. Hold on 1 second now. He's a Democrat.
He's allowing Trump people to take this and use it against Biden. So to me, he's making this worse.
How is he allowing it? That's what
because he's in the press and he's doing interviews and he's making this a bigger deal than what it needed to be. He's trying to be he's trying to be this conscious voice, like he's speaking up for black people, like he's doing this for his people. Like he don't
want
Biden
to feel like it's just gonna be
a given.
Here's what I wanna say. Let me get in here for a minute. Now, after all that you just explained about what Charlemagne is trying to do, why do you think he would not use this to further what it is he's trying to establish? Because, see, this right here got him more publicity and his name out there more. So you got to understand, he going to play this for his, you know, his come up, because right now this is worth interviews, TV talk shows. So he going to play this because that's what his job is. Now, I personally,
but understand this, it's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with him wanting it for his people. It was just how he went about it. Because like Messenger said, when he was doing the interview with Biden, he didn't have any problem with it. It wasn't until after the fact. It's like he kind of flipped it now, like he's so offended by it.
I didn't see where he was so offended at it. I didn't see that part. I'm not saying he didn't. I didn't see it. But what Shalimar is saying is, yes, you're going to get our vote, but...
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Wait one second. We cannot continue this podcast with you calling Charlemagne the God, Shalimar. All right? Watch this. I'm going to do like my man said. Yo, you got to put some respect on that name. Yo, put some respect on his name, man.
Charlemagne. What is it, Shalimar?
Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne the God.
You talk about the second time around. That's Shalimar, right?
Yeah, you get that together.
He was trying to let Biden know, you know, I'm with you guys, but what happens, and this is what our problem has been, is these Democrats, they come around, they tell us stuff, and they don't do anything. So what he was saying is, I'm with you, but you need to promise us some real stuff so that we can hold you to the fire. We're going to put you in there, but we need that some stuff to hold you to the fire. And is this what
that's
it's called?
That's what he said during that interview. But have you been reading any of his statements after
that?
No, I haven't.
But
well, see, that's
baby
what I'm
sis.
Saying because it's kind of flipped a little bit since that.
Because you got to remember
after
that interview, Charlemagne the God, I like to say his whole name, got a phone call and said, yo, this is hot right now. We can work this. I'm just saying his projection is changed now because he out here marketing. Yeah. Damn
right.
That, whatever.
Okay. Can I read something here really quick? People, can
Go
I read
ahead.
Something?
Okay.
It says, Charlemagne's comments on Sunday morning added a new dimension to the concern as he plainly expressed the view that many African voters have toward the upcoming election. You can't act like this isn't the most important election ever, but run a campaign from your basement, not making some real policy commitments to the black community and not listen to their demands. Okay, we get that.
Okay.
And he's saying that all the time the polls show Biden is leading Trump nationally in many battlegrounds. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes on to say that Biden can't not pick a black vice president. So now he's kind of pushing that agenda also, saying that if Biden picks Amy Klobuchar and not an African-American, that that's going to be some voter suppression come November. So my concern now is – go ahead.
No,
well,
he's holding Biden's foot to the fire. Don't go grab one of these white girls. Get one of these black people. So now it's not like Biden could just sneak and pick Amy Klobuchar and say, not that there's anything wrong with her, but
he has a list of different people that he's interviewing.
I know.
It's not just Amy. He has Stacey.
Oh, I know.
He has that lady Valerie. So there's different people. So it's,
watch this.
I mean,
We're falling for the magic trick. We're going to sprinkle.
Wait a minute, let me finish now. Thing. Go ahead.
We're going to sprinkle some black people in front of them. But let me tell y'all something, all right? While we have a clear conscience, we had a damn black president for 8 years. I mean, from a black perspective, what got better for you? So what difference
That's
do it
all
make?
I'm saying.
That's what difference
saying,
do it make who his vice president is?
Whether you have a black VP
because,
or not. My thing is,
it don't matter.
If,
It does matter. It does matter, because what you've got to understand, if we, because we're in reach of getting the Senate, and if we get the Senate, what they're saying is we need somebody black right there to give us our perspective. Now,
he's
before
a vice,
we gave
it's
Obama,
a vice president,
but wait, we get.
It's the vice president.
We had a black president. We had a black president.
The vice
right
president
there.
Don't
we
do
had a black
shit.
President right there.
What I'm saying is what you're missing is the black president. What happened was the black president hands got tied and he couldn't do anything. But if we're able to get the Senate and Nancy being the way she is, we can do some things. And what I need is for somebody black in there to remind him. And somebody that's a little, not derogatory remark, but a little blacker than Obama. And that's what we need.
Listen,
this is why
the vice president
that we
don't even get invited to all the
meetings. Can I ask you one thing? Can I ask
the
one
vice
question?
Vice president don't even go to all the meetings.
Didn't we have a black, we had a black president, and we had the Senate, and we had the House at one time, correct?
And, right,
yes
correct.
Or no?
For 2 years.
Yes or no?
For two
okay.
years.
That's,
yes.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Okay.
But what?
Okay,
but look
that's
what
all
we
I
did in
know.
Those 2 years. Look what we did in those 2 years.
Okay.
Look what we did for black people. I mean, it was for black. It helped everybody, but black people was not excluded. Those 2 years, that's why, what do you think Trump's been doing for the last 3 years? Trying to erase
because
everything that he did.
Because understand this, even if you get the House and the Senate, you have to remember, look what's in the Supreme Court. They've done what they've done with that, and that's for life.
A lot of the stuff don't got to go to the Supreme Court if we got control over both houses. It's only going to the Supreme Court now.
A lot of it will. A lot of it will.
Well, not if we're using sound law. We're not the Republicans.
Okay.
We're trying to do things fair. So, yes, some things will hit the Supreme Court, but not on a whole, because if the Senate approves it, the President approves it, and the Congress approves it, the House approves it, there's no reason for the Supreme Court to become involved.
Let me just ask this. So if Biden does not pick a black VP, so then what are you proposing? Should black voters not come out in November?
What we're saying is you need to think about
it.
Because if you don't think about it, you ain't going to be president. So get with us.
It don't matter.
You need
I'm
us.
Telling you.
So if he's not president, then you're saying Trump stays in office for another 4 more years? Is that what you're
all
saying?
All he has to do is appoint a woman for vice president. He'll win. If he does not appoint a black woman, any woman, if he does not appoint a woman,
to me, that's
right.
what it should be. It should
all
be
that
he won't win.
It doesn't have to be a black
woman. Hold on. Hey, Cass, hold on 1 second. Okay. All that man has to do, Joe Biden, is just be alive. He going to win. It doesn't matter. As long as he don't appoint some over the top, listen to me, and I'm very serious. I'm taking it to the furthest end. As long as he don't point somebody who's a known racist, Joe Biden will be the next. Even I think some Trump's own people are now getting tired of that bullshit. They understand that businessman can't run this country. Now again, a lot of them are willing to go down with the ship. Don't get me wrong, but I think it don't matter who Joe Biden appoints. And let me say this to you, okay? Wait a minute, hold on. We get wrapped around that title, vice president. Vice president isn't even at all those meetings. He don't attend all those meetings. When they have
heartbeat
like some,
away from the presidency. Heartbeat.
No, and he ain't even there because it don't matter. He
heartbeat
out there,
away
at,
from the.
Yeah, and it don't matter. Well, it doesn't matter, man. But he's not.
You guys are missing it. I'm sorry. Because
let me hear you, then I'm going to get back to baby sis. Go ahead.
Okay, what you don't understand is the fact that things are changing, and they really are changing, and now is the time. Before, when we had the House, when we had Nancy, her first run as Speaker of the House, she got some stuff passed, but she had to kick ass to get that stuff passed. And that's why a lot of stuff didn't get there. But now she got her whole caucus, and she got some outside of the box people in there talking to her. things will happen. But in order for anything to happen, we need to take the Senate. And like I said, I understand what you're saying about the vice president is under him. But if what Shalimar said to him, because you got to remember, everybody thought Trump couldn't win. So in the back of Biden's mind, he knows Trump can win. So
you called him Shalimar again. I can't let you go. Charlemagne,
okay,
name. Just say the G-O-D. Just say the G-O-D,
okay.
Man.
All right.
Put some respect on that man's name.
All Charlemagne is trying to do is to give Biden something to think about so that there is a chance. Because if he gets Nancy Abrams in there, he ain't going to just be able to quiet her. She might not be at every meeting and stuff, but they're not going to just be able to quiet her.
All right, go ahead, baby sis. Let me hear you.
I don't have a problem with what Charlemagne was what Charlemagne wanted to propose to Biden during the interview. I had no problem with that. In fact, I'm all for it. Yes, he should want someone in that office that is going to look out for people of color. Absolutely. My problem is if it is not a black vice president, that you should not be sending out that message to people of color not to come out to vote in November or suppress it. Because if you do that, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the problem I'm having.
What I'm saying is we are.
That's the problem that I'm having, and that is all I'm saying.
What I'm saying is
we
are in May. What I'm saying is we are in May, and right now he just used that as a pitch to try to get him to think about it. Now, come by the time the primaries are here, not the primaries, the convention is here, everybody is going to be full on board. He's just trying to
what
play
I'm,
the only card he's
I'm,
got right now to get
Messenger,
him to think about
Messenger, what I'm, we can't even play that game. Right now, we're still trying to get Sanders and Warren people on board. They still a little iffy right now and feeling some kind of way because of Elizabeth and Bernie. So we still working to get them on board. We ain't got the time.
Warren is on board.
She's
holding.
They are
on
all
of
them. They are on board.
All
they
they all going to be on board.
Yeah, okay.
All right, then.
So y'all say. We ain't got that kind of.
We
ain't
got
time to play. This is serious business right now. This is serious. This is life and death stuff right now.
You want my vote? I want to
play.
Action. That's politics.
Okay, think about this for a second. All right, hold on. Think about this. Just for a second, think about we're about to vote for the highest office in the land, and it appears that we got two losers, and we got to figure out which one isn't the biggest loser and vote for the other one. For presidency.
It's called lesser of two evils.
And that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy,
exactly,
man.
What's going to happen?
What both of them could be on stage as some sexual predators, but now again Trump is far worse. Both of them could be on stage, you know what I'm saying? Both of them could be on stage for saying shit they ain't had no business saying. Again, Trump would be far worse. So we are at a point in this nation right now that we just trying to figure out who we gonna try to put our finger in the dam and hope. That there's a president in the horizon, man. Because right now there ain't one. Joe Biden is going
to
get it.
It was the same thing when it came down to Trump and Hillary. It was the lesser of two evils, and
I was a Hillary supporter.
And how did that work out for us? And
Hillary wasn't evil. Hillary wasn't evil.
But I'm saying that time, that's how people were looking at it. Like,
yeah,
they didn't want her, so they went with him. So how is that working out for us?
Yeah, but you got to remember this, though. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that Trump is the president, but it worked out for Hillary as far as a popular vote. So Hillary did
what
she had to do.
People didn't like her, so they didn't vote at all. Some didn't vote at all.
Right, okay,
some stayed home, and some voted for him.
What do you mean, Jane? That's a popular damn vote. What are you talking about? She had more damn votes.
No, I'm saying we know that he stole the election. We know that. But what I mean by that is also some people didn't vote for her and they voted for him. is what I'm saying. We know he stole
right.
that election. We get that.
And I could guarantee you 95% of those that did it, because technically they didn't really know either one of them. They know this nigga now. They know him now. And I know he still got his base, but they know him now. And a lot of people that voted for him last time will not be voting for him again.
Amen.
They will not. They got a whole part of the Republican Party. Their only job is to make sure he don't become president. Part of the
Amen.
Republican
and I,
Party.
And, but brother, but understand this too. He's on his mission to try to cheat and do whatever he can to, and he realizes that also. He knows that too. That's why he's
right.
trying to make it so people can't vote by mail, because he knows that. He knows
right,
that
right,
he
right.
that he's not going to be able
right.
to win this, so he's going to do everything he can to cheat and win it again. He realizes
right, right.
that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I worry about this voting on mail. Who knows who's going to have? Who the hell is going to handle all this mail? Who are we going to guarantee will take care of business right? I'm damn near 90 years old. I'm going to the poll if they got to carry me. I ain't voting no damn mail.
Oh, what difference it make a vote? It's a vote.
Yeah, but if I go to the chances of my vote being counted is greater than if I put it in some damn mailbox. That's all.
Not really. You know how many people went
to
the
poll?
You know how many people went to the poll last year and their vote wasn't counted? If they're gonna do it, they're gonna do it. So why you risk the chance of something happening to your life with this virus and stuff going on when you can mail it in?
People died for the right to vote. People died for the right for us to
that
vote.
That don't mean you got it. That don't mean you
listen,
got it. Yeah,
if
gotta
I got to go, I got to go.
Day.
I got to go somewhere. At my age, it don't make no damn difference anyway which way I go. I know how I would like.
Hey, but
know
we,
how
we,
I would
but
like
you know
to go. On that way. I want to die with a smile on my face.
I can respect that, OG. I can respect that.
Send that ballot into... Send that ballot in through the mail, and then you can die with a smile on your face. You mess around
yep.
out there and get that corona, ain't no smiles gonna be on your face.
Corona Shimona.
You
go to the beach, you go to the polls.
Let me say this. When we talk about the poll, as we talk about the polls, what the hell is the issue with mailing in ballots? I don't understand
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he told you. He told you the more ballots that get mailed in, he knows that he's going to lose. That's
exactly.
why he wants to suppress it.
I can understand him.
He don't want you to mail it in because he's going
right.
to lose. So I can understand him thinking like that. But I'm thinking about the people.
They just took out the whole, you got to get in your car, you got to drive somewhere. They made it easy, and when it's
right.
easier, in fact, you know what?
Right.
Honestly speaking, all votes should be by mail like that. Damn, having to go to a poll. I mean, that's what I think.
I don't understand
they just,
you.
They just have to make
and,
sure
I don't
they
understand.
Have it secure and
no.
have you know the right amount of people
and,
to be able to
make,
you know process this and handle it correctly.
And they got to make sure that they maintain the vote to a letter size. That way, it's guaranteed to be delivered by the U.S. Postal Service.
It might go to the wrong address, but it'll be late and shit.
You know.
And to me, they need to have a Democrat and Republican present when somebody's there to pick up these ballots that can be there to watch it from beginning to end. Somebody should be there from both parties to watch this mail be processed from beginning to end.
Oh, Mr. Copa,
they should have a representative there from both sides.
Oh, Mr. Copa, you should know about that.
I mean, to me, that would just make sure that is fair and impartial, that they should have somebody there from both sides, from both parties, to you know when they pick up these ballots. From these boxes or wherever it is that they have them, people.
You remember the Florida vote? You remember the Florida vote? A couple of elections.
I mean, but listen,
what they did there.
But you got to understand, I think it's the best way. Now, don't get me wrong. It's going to take a couple of elections to perfect that shit, but I think that's the best way to go.
In the meantime, my vote is not counted.
No, but listen, I'm just saying. Well, shit, just because you do it at a machine don't mean it's counted to this day anyway.
That's what I
mean,
right.
I mean just keeping it 100. Just keeping it 100. So that's going to employ some people.
Bottom line, he's going to contest it anyway. If he loses, he's going to say that it was all fake, it was a fraud, that it was somebody that we cheated, that it's not fair, and he's not going to leave. I can tell you that right now. He's not going to leave.
He's not going to leave. He'll leave. They'll march his ass out of there.
Let me tell you something.
He's not going to concede. He's not going to concede. He's going to say he's going to demand a recount. He's going to say that it was fake.
No.
I said like Michael Corleone say, and that's the day they're going to handle all family business. All right, all family business.
I want to see it.
Listen, he going.
You see the way they went to that building with them guns. All of them Trump supporters.
Listen.
They had their guns.
Yeah, but listen. That's not one battalion of soldiers. If they want to have to go to that route, trust me, I don't think he want that action, man. And right now, he's got the he don't have the following of military and those advisors, FBIs and CIAs like he should. He haven't got them in his pocket yet. So I don't think so. I put it like that. Now don't get me. I don't think he won't try. Don't get me wrong. He gonna get me shot.
Remember this conversation. I want y'all to remember this conversation.
Okay. Yeah, because he gotta go. He gonna take his. He gonna take the hundreds of millions of, or probably billions of dollars he done raped us for, and go on about his way. He gonna have it set up that his ass ain't gonna be able to be tried for shit, and then he gonna live out his life now as a successful businessman until he fuck up all that money that he just took from the United States of America. That's how that story gonna end.
Well, who's gonna move him? Because the Senate is all Republicans. Who's gonna move him? They can't impeach him because they already tried that and that didn't work. So who's gonna
listen,
move
when
him?
His term is over, he goes.
They're gonna ask him very nicely to go ahead and vacate that office. And trust me, when they ask him in the polite manner, listen to me. When they ask him in the polite manner that the United States government has the ability to do, why is all the feedback coming at me, man? Somebody got something going on.
He doesn't respect the Constitution. He makes up his own laws. He breaks all the laws. So what's I'm listening to y'all, but really?
The country isn't set up. This is not a Southern, this is not a South American, a banana republic.
The country hasn't stood up for anything yet so far that he's done.
No.
The country has not stood up and done anything against anything he's done so far.
Because he's in control right now.
The Senate votes too, and if once again, if we take those senators out, the senators can't say they ain't leaving. And so once you get the Senate and the House, they ain't no stop. The only one Trump really got on his side right now is Barr. And the head of those other departments and stuff. They come and go. They'll go while he's in there.
And Barr's own people don't like him, so it wouldn't be hard to get them to go against the boss. I'm just saying, he's going to try.
And when he gets kicked up to the Supreme Court, they're not going to do anything because, remember, they're all in his pocket, too. So,
but there's a goddamn Constitution. You guys are sitting there. You're making me crazy.
I'm just telling you like it is.
Come January the 22nd, what the hell is it? 20, take the damn helicopter off the East Florida and go home.
Like it's so unheard of. Everything that this man has done so far has been unheard of, but yet he's
done
it.
I gotta agree with Baby Sis on this. We're talking about the Constitution, but right now that Constitution means absolutely nothing. Because every single thing that he's done has been against the Constitution. But the only reason why I differ with you is because I think at the end, because enough people are tired of Trump. Enough people are tired of him, and I don't think they'll allow him to just shotgun the country like that on that issue, especially if we're able to get the Senate. You know what I mean? But if we don't get the Senate, then I'll go with you 100%. But right now, I think the country's had enough of him, and I don't think they would allow him to do it per se. You heard me say think, because there is still that possibility, because that Constitution that we hold so dearly means absolutely nothing to him. He always quote in the Second Amendment. Bet you he don't even know what that is.
He's making people
he probably
much
don't even
money.
Know what that
he's
is.
He's making these people too much money. They're not going to say anything. He's making them all too much money, bro.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. I don't.
Well, let me get in here for a second. I believe he's going to try. But my God, I'm with you, OG. We ain't a banana republic. You just not gonna walk in here and take the United States of America. Now I know. Don't get me wrong. He got enough people in place that it may. No, but that's not going to happen. When it's time for him to leave,
he's doing it right in front of you as
no, but speaks. But listen, he's the president right now. That's again. Now if he wins, then that's something different. But he's the president right now. When he loses, and they announce the he can.
And how do we even know he won legitimately? How do we even know that would be legit?
Once again, now if they rig it and the votes come out and they announce he's the president, then he's not leaving, and nor should he leave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If he rigged that shit to the point where, however we vote, whether it be online, by the mail, or however we do that, if he rigged that shit or get the Electoral College to swing his way again, then damn it, that is what it is, man. And there ain't shit we can do about that. Nothing. Because that's how the system is set up.
That's what happened in 18. That's what happened in 18.
Yeah. It's messed up, but again, there ain't shit we can do about that. But put your seatbelt on and just be thankful that this will last 4 years.
Another 4 more years, it's a wrap.
It ain't
I'm gonna tell you something. God give me to that after this election, he loses, and after January, I want one more podcast after the next inauguration. If he can get me past that, because I want to hear all you people.
I talked to the big guy upstairs. You're gonna be on the podcast. I think what he said. At least 11 more years. Then after that, we're going to have to renegotiate your contract, man, all right? So after 11 more years, you're going to want to be a headliner and shit. Nah, you're going to be playing that, come on, I'm old card and shit. So you're going to be 11 more years, all right?
That's
come on, OG. But you know what, though? We will do a podcast because the first thing Joe Biden is going to do, he's going to unveil that portrait of Obama. We're going to close the show on that thought. Is that some bullshit or what? I'm just saying.
Is that 12-1?
Everybody does that. I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, first of all, when you're in a battle with somebody and you beat them, what's the sense of still having an issue with them? You beat them.
Yep.
You did what you set out to do. I mean, we ain't got to be BFFs, but I don't give a shit about you no more.
Well, that's what happens when you really ain't beat him, and the people love him.
But you know what, though? There's a lot of people on that wall people love. But I think that, I just
hope the portrait doesn't mysteriously disappear somehow and they can't find it. when he does
yeah,
leave.
Right. Well, it was a terrible thing.
A terrible thing.
You know, we went to hang the Obama portrait, and we just couldn't find it. It's a terrible thing.
Somebody in the crowd woke up
and say, "Here, you can use this one." Hey, listen.
Them niggas ain't dead. They can make another picture.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
All right. So you can lose it all you want. We putting it back up.
But I'm just saying, from that office, you know, it's more than not hanging the picture. That's the message that comes from the Oval Office.
That's right. That's right.
It's the principle of the matter, Smokey. It's the principle.
That's all. It's principalities. You're right. Listen, folks, Hey, this is co-producer. I want to thank you all for hanging out with the Addict on our podcast tonight. Again, as we remind you of the difference between Veterans and Memorial Day. Again, so all those soldiers that are still walking around, we honor you every day anyway. But today is the day set aside for those who gave the ultimate price for this country. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you.
Enjoy your holiday, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Somebody find my baby brother, please.
Oh, he didn't show up tonight?
No, he wasn't on tonight.
No.